Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
And so they were like, so this is a play with music. They didn't want to call it a musical. They just said, it's a play with music. Mm. So just come prepared with your sides, but also with 16 bars of like a song that it can be. They wanted to be upbeat, but they were like, has a little bit of soul in it. Okay. So as someone who can hold a note, like I wouldn't call myself like, I don't be singing, but I'd be like singing.
Hello, world, and welcome back to another episode of Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. If this is your first time tuning in, this is a show where I speak to fellow actors about their journey, and I make them share a couple bad audition stories with me. It's always a lot of fun. If you're not subscribed to the show already, make sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us some love in the form of stars or ratings or reviews or whatever it is that you're looking at on the platform you are listening on. Oh my goodness, what a week it has been, huh? How about that election? Hey, we did good. We protected abortion rights. There was some major headway made. And, you know, lots of women. Our first Gen Zer. Some really great stuff was done. So if you voted, congratulations. Y'all did it. Keep up that fire, you know? Just keep it up. I'm going to Harry Styles tonight. It's Wednesday right now when I'm recording this intro, and I'm going to Harry Styles tonight. I am very excited, and I'm going to dance my little tush off. So, woo, yay. Today on the show, we have Renika Williams. You may know her from the hit HBO series, The Sex Lives of College Girls. We have a great time chatting, and yeah, so here's my talk with Renika. And welcome to the show, Renika.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Before we get to the newest and the latest and the greatest, I would like to take you back and ask you, what got you started in this crazy industry? Like, what made you decide, I need to be an actor and never know where my next job is coming from? That sounds great.
Well, I think when I decided I wanted to be an actor, I didn't know that part of it because I was really young. I was in elementary school and I used to write skits for like my friends on the playground.
Cute.
And I used to like make that, like I would direct them. I would cast myself as the lead and like everybody was performing for me at recess. And one day, wow. I told my dad about one of my skits and he was like, you know, you can do this for a job. I was like, what? I thought I was going to be a doctor. He was like, I mean, if you want to be a doctor, you can be a doctor, but you could be whoever you want to be. And I was like 8. And then what? That's when I was like, wait, I think I want to do this. So then I started to like audition for like community plays and like I would do like church plays. And then when I was in middle school, I auditioned to be, to go to the Magnet Art School. And that's when I got really serious.
Yeah, like, that's when you were like, I know method now.
Exactly. Like, let's lay on the floor and breathe and cry. Like, I was like,
yes,
I was very serious about it from a very young age. I didn't know the like instability part. I don't think until like high school, because, you know, when you like have those classes when the counselors are like, take this quiz and it'll tell you like what you should do for a career, like whatever, something like that. And then when they said how many actors work versus how many actors there are in the world, I was like, whoa, this seems a little
unstable. That doesn't align with what I'm looking at here. That's not in my notebook.
And trust, I have never agreed to any starving artist. I was like, no, I will eat. Yes. I will eat before I do anything else. Like, so yeah, I didn't claim any of those types of things.
Wowza. So you go to this magnet school, you're kind of like indoctrinated into the arts community. Then do you go to college for this as well? Do you spend 4 years getting your degree?
Yeah, I went to Wright State University. It's in Ohio. I got my BFA in acting. And that was like a whole other level. You know, I did not have much of a social life. So when people are like, oh my God, you're on a show about college girls, is it bringing back memories? And I'm like, nah.
I'm actually finally creating college memories.
Exactly. I'm like, look at all these parties I've been to on the show. Way more than I went to an actual college. This is amazing.
Oh my God. That's hysterical. So you go to college for it, and then do you go to New York, LA? How do you kind of find your way into the professional side of the industry?
I did a 10-month apprenticeship at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. Oof. I was in 6 plays in 10 months. It was crazy. But that's when I really learned like how a regional theater is ran. I got to be in a room with other professionals and all of them were coming from New York and Chicago. Like that's where the casting was. And then I was like, I think I want to go to New York, which was like super random. My parents were very afraid. I think they thought I was going to like stay in Cincinnati, you know, and work here, work there, which is cool. Like that's cool for some people. But I was like, I want to go to New York. And I sold my car. And I did. And then 2 weeks later, I booked this show at the National Black Theater and I got my Actors Equity card. So I got insurance and all the benefits and things. And everything kind of took off there for the theater side. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty fast.
I mean, that's kind of unheard of to like book something that, especially theater. I feel like theater is even more competitive than film and TV right now because there is an endless amount of film and TV. But like, you can only put up so much theater. You can only put up so many plays.
I'm sorry. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree only because you can, in New York, I don't know about LA, in New York, you don't need representation to audition for a play. Yeah. I think what gets in a lot of actors' way with TV and film is that they don't have reps yet. And so it's easy to be like, I'm going to audition for this off-Broadway play because they have open calls. If they had open calls for TV and film, I would have been on TV.
I get that. I get where you're coming from on that side. 100%. I still think theater, maybe it's just because in LA, I think in LA people are making a lot of their own stuff all the time. Like so many people are like busting out, you know, web series, short films, features. Like so many people are busting it out here. And I feel like in New York, you're probably making more theater. You're able to put on more shows.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a disconnect there.
Every market is different. I think you're right. I think I've heard that like you can – there are like short films galore in LA. You know what I'm saying? And so you can make your reel faster. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I hear you. But New York, I think the open calls for theaters, like theater really helps like actors get their names out there and then get the representation that can like lead them to TV and film work.
So is that what happened with you? Did you do that play and then you got into a good rep?
Yeah. I mean, well, the biggest play that I feel like I was a part of was called All the Natalie Portmans. It's really great. It's about a girl who has a really rough life in Southeast DC, and but she's a movie buff, and Natalie Portman is her favorite actress of all time.
Oh my God, I need
so
to see this.
Whenever she needs to escape from like the drama with her mom or like whatever, like at school, she imagines that she's in scenes with Natalie Portman and that she like is encouraging her to keep going and navigating the things that she's navigating.
Yes.
And we had a wonderful actress who was a wonderful Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman could not see the show, but she tweeted us.
Hey.
But yeah, that play is by the great C.A. Johnson. She's one of my good friends. But yeah, the show shut down when the world shut down on March 12, 2020. And so I was like really hoping that somebody would see me, like one of my reps, I mean, one of my friends, like castmates reps would come and like see me because I had an agent, but I wasn't really happy with him. So when the world shut down, I was like, okay, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't know how long this is going to work. Like, I don't know how long we're going to be in quarantine. So I took advantage of the fact that everybody was at home and I started reaching out to casting directors and like seasoned actors that I knew and like asking them to just hop on Zoom with me. Hmm. And I just started to create this list of agents and managers that it seems like everybody liked to work with. And my current manager was on that list and I basically pitched myself to her. She basically told me that the only reason she opened the email is because we were all in quarantine. but I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it worked out. And we hopped on a FaceTime call. And, like, I'd like to think she fell in love with me. And my life literally changed. Like, it was, like, crazy how fast it happened. Just when you have the right reps, like, you actually – I was auditioning regularly, you know, like, on a weekly basis. And before with my old agent, God bless him, but I had 9 auditions total in 2019 for the whole year. Oof. And I was just not, I was not okay with that. So that's what happened was the world shut down and my manager wasn't doing anything and she paid attention to me.
I love that. I mean, you took your destiny in your own hands and you said, this isn't good enough and I want more. And I want to have more opportunity because for listeners who don't know about the acting world, I mean, you, like you said earlier, you need reps for TV and film. You need people who are going to go to bat for you. And if you don't have that correct person behind you, then you don't have that advocate, essentially. They're your advocate. They're the one who needs to be calling and saying, hey, do you want to see this person for this? And do you want, you know, she's really great. I think she's going to fit into here. I mean, you need that person who is like your number one fan to be pushing for.
I had this this was years ago, like maybe 2018, and I have you heard of 101 Studios? Have you heard of them?
It sounds familiar.
They like hold classes with like casting directors and stuff, so you can like pay to like perform for them and then they'll give you feedback and there's like a Q&A at the end. And I learned so much at this one casting director. And I basically asked him, I was like, so how much does my representation like matter? And he was like, okay, I don't know you and I don't know her. And he like points to this other girl. He was like, I know you're with, and he said the name. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and I know she's with, and he named like a higher agency. He was like, if I only have 50 slots, I'm going to go with her over you, mm-hmm. because I trust her representation. And to me, I was like, oh, this is a bigger deal than I feel like all my teachers in school made this, you know, like, and I think that, you know, they don't want you to like, I think they just didn't want us to be hung up on finding agents, but they're like, no, just go to New York and like, try to work. And it's like, yeah, but a lot of that work is connected to who represents you. So I say go for it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Always go for it. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
And back to the show.
So you sign with this new manager, things start taking off, and I wonder how long into that was sex college life. I can't use words. The sex lives of college girls. Woo.
Okay, so actually, fun fact, Sex Lives of College Girls was like one of the first 5 auditions she actually sent me. But
love
I auditioned
that.
For No, wait. I auditioned for another character. And they pinned me. That was my first time ever getting pinned. And they pinned me for like 3 weeks. And I was like, I hope I get it. And then she was like, yeah, you didn't get that one. And I was like, darn it. And that was August 2020.
Okay.
But then the last 2 weeks of February 2021 came around. And she was like, hey, do you remember that show called The Sex Lives of College Girls? And I was like, yeah, why? Like, I'm just like, why? And she was like, well, another role popped up, like, if you want to read for it. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm like, I'm still mad.
Like, yeah, you're like, whatever. I'm salty. I don't know about this.
Yeah, I'm like, So I called my cousin, because my cousin at the time was, like, my reader, like, all the time. I was like, hey, can you, like, read this with me? Like, it's that one, it's the same show. She's like, oh my God, I love that show. And I was like, calm down. Like, they've already rejected me. But we're just gonna read for this character named Willow. So, you know, I work on it for like a day And then we shot it. And she was like, you want to do it again? And I was like, no, I thought that was funny. And she was like, we usually do this like 5 times. Like, don't you want to do another take? I was like, no, I think it was funny. And I don't think I could be any funnier than that. And she was like, okay, whatever. And then everything like moved really fast. Like I got a callback. Did I have 2 callbacks? No, I had 1 callback. And then I had a chemistry read with Aaliyah Chanel Scott, which was like really fast. It was like 10 minutes. Like we were on Zoom and it was like, hey, how you doing? Like we talked, they gave me adjustments. They gave me a ton of adjustments. Mm. I repeated them back to our showrunner, Justin Noble. I think he gave me like 7 and he said it. He was like, I have a lot of adjustments for you, but like, let's see what you can do. And I repeated all of them back to him. I was like, those are it, right? And he was like, right. And then I did them and he was like, that's all I need. Thanks. And then 20 minutes later, I got the call and they were like, can you be here in 48 hours? And I was like, can I get my vaccine first? Because I'm scheduled at CVS to get it. No, it was really, it was so scary. Like, I thought I would have time. Like, yeah. The other people, they had a few months. I had 48 hours to get to LA from New York. And I, like, honestly, I'm grateful for the experience, though, because it was so fast. I didn't really have time to freak out. Like, I didn't really freak out until we wrapped season 1. I was like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That, I mean, it is kind of a blessing, right? Like, if it goes that quickly, you don't have the time to, like, stress about, like, how it could change your life or, like, all the things that could happen if you got this role. Because I feel like that's, like, one of the hardest things to get past as an actor is when you're up for these bigger things, it's saying like making sure your brain isn't spiraling of like, here's the what ifs that could happen if this happens. And that makes the rejection part of it so much worse. So to be able to just be like, hey, like you're it, let's go. I mean, amazing.
I was like, let's do it. So and now we're here. Season 1. Trying not to freak out, and then season 2 was really cool because I was like more relaxed and I knew people and I had time to prepare, so it was cool.
So are you going back and forth between LA and New York still, or did you move out to LA?
No, I'm going back and forth for now. I'm not, don't hate me, I'm not sold on LA yet.
I get it. There's a lot of driving involved. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, and everything's really far away.
Yeah, from everything is spread apart. It's so difficult to get around.
I wasn't ready for that. So right now, when they call me, I go. So,
I love that. And can you give us any hints into what's going to happen in season 2? Actually, can you tell everybody about the show just in case they haven't seen it yet?
Oh, my God. You haven't watched The Sex Lives of College Girls?
I mean, I have.
No, I understand. No. I do understand. I know a lot of people who say, like, I've seen that. You know, like, I've seen that. It's on my list. But Sex Lives of College Girls follows 4 sweet mates, freshman sweet mates, random. They don't know each other. They're all very different. And they're all navigating their newfound independence as freshmen in college and as young women. And I think they're trying to discover who they are and who they want to be in this world. And I get to play one of their friends. Willow, I'm a sophomore, I'm a student athlete, I play soccer, and I think Willow is all about having a good time. So, it's a really funny, Mindy Kaling is amazing, I've always been a fan of hers, and so to be able to work with her has been amazing, and like, she loves to put women at the forefront of comedy, because men have been leading the pack when it comes to comedy for a really long time, but this show is like, no, girls can be really funny too, and we can hold our own. So that's what I love most about the show, for sure.
And I love that it's about college, because I feel like there's just not a lot of shows that cover that age range.
We're so used
to like the high schoolers, or like, especially for women, it goes from like high school to mom, and there's like no in between. We just don't exist for like 15 years.
It's so true. Like, so it's nice to have a college show where we can do a little bit more than they would do in high school shows, for sure.
Now, before we get to my standard question of auditions, I've been asking another question recently, which I've really enjoyed. And it's talking about your personal process, because everybody has their own process of how you create a character, how you break down a script. Do you have any like things that you do with every single script, or any, I don't know, little superstitions about how you break things down or how you do things in a certain order?
That's really interesting that you bring that up, because I was literally just telling my partner, I was like, I don't feel like I have a process. And he was like, yes, you do. You do have a process. And I was like, he was like, you're learning how to articulate. Now, he's different. He has an MFA. And I think all those MFA people just, and sometimes I just think they're better at communicating and articulating certain things, because like it was more specific. I'm like, oh, because you have a master's, whatever. but no, I've noticed about myself is I'm a very physical actor. Like, I think I knew more about Willow when I started to pay attention to how she walked and like where her center is, where she leads. Like, as an athlete, I don't know, like the walk was different. For me, it's very slight. And what's funny is, like, not everybody knows that, right? Like, if you don't know me, you don't know. But my cousin called after watching the show. He was like, and even your walk was different. Like, Willow got a little swag to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she hunches over a little bit more. I was like, oh, you noticed that? You noticed? He was like, yeah, because you're up here. You know, you're like, hey. But Willow, like, her, she sits with her legs open a little wider. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that helps me. That helps me with characters. But when it comes to auditioning and how fast it is, I use, have you ever heard of PDF, what's it called? PDF, there's something that you can download on your iPad that I use, and I've been using it for a couple of years, and it's an app. And like, you can put your scripts on it, like put your slides on it, and you can mark it. And if I don't mark out, like, okay, this is the shift that happens, this is the beat that happens, like, if I don't do that, I failed at the audition. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? But my process for auditioning, I feel like, is slightly different than a lot of people, because Bob Krakauer, have you ever heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's amazing. And when he changed my life, he literally was like, it's not about memorizing the lines, like, it's about knowing the story. So if you can tell me all the parts of this, like, this is what happens, then the lines just happen. So for me, that's what I start with. I start with knowing the story and, like, figuring out where the character sits in my body, and then I can do it.
I love that. All right. Here we are. We've arrived. So on this show, we like to share audition stories. And those can be embarrassing ones. They can be funny ones. They can be the one that got away, the most heartbreaking one, whichever you would like to share. Do you have a story that you would like to share with the listeners?
I do. Wait, you said, do you want me to share what it was or no?
You can. I mean, if you're comfortable saying it, go for it.
Okay. No one's going to know this, though. Okay. So this is like years ago. It was like one of my first auditions in New York, and it was for Baltimore Center Stage.
Okay.
They were doing their own remix of Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh.
Now, I've played Alice before, so I thought I had this shit in the bag. And so they were like, so this is a play with music. They didn't want to call it a musical. They just said, it's a play with music.
Mm.
So just come prepared with your sides, but also with 16 bars of like a song that it can be. They wanted it to be upbeat, but they were like, has a little bit of soul in it. Okay. So as someone who can hold a note, like, I wouldn't call myself, like, I don't be singing, but I'd be like, singing. You know what I'm saying?
You're like actor singing, right? It's like you can pull off the Renee Zellweger, but you're not going to go off and be Kristen Chenoweth. Like,
except there it is. So I had my book from college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. So that song by this Diana Ross and the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love, I had the perfect 16 bars. I knew it.
Yeah.
Like the back of my hand. And like it sat in this really nice place in my voice. And you know, I mean, no shade to Diana, but she wasn't Aretha. She's not Aretha. So like, yeah. So I was like, okay, I did it. Ta-da, it's over. The director goes, wow, that was really nice. I love the work that you did in the scene and in the song. So let's just play a little bit. Instantly, I was like, like, what was about to play with? I said, do you want to play with the scene or do you want to play with the song? And then he was like, I want to play with the song because I think you got the scene. And then then this music director comes over and he sits at the piano. He's like, Renita, let's do this as if this is a hymn in church. Now listen, my father is a minister, but I don't like singing in nobody's choir. I don't sound, you know, I'm not going to move nobody by the spirit. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, so let's slow it down. And he said, let's slow. Can't hurry love. No. And I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try to slow it. And he stopped. He goes, no, like you're in church. I'm telling you, I can't do it. He was like, any riffs or runs? Okay, I can't do riffs or runs. I can sing what's on the page.
Yeah.
Those are not on the page. And needless to say, I didn't get that part.
Oh,
actually, wow. Never got called in for a play with music ever again.
You're like, if it says play with music, I'm good.
No, I can't even do it. I feel like Telsey and company didn't invite me back to audition for like another 3 years. No lie. Like, they were like, we don't know what she was thinking.
We're like, we don't know what happened in that room, but not again.
Nope. So anytime now anybody wants me to sing, I'll be like, nah, son.
Nope. Nah, we're good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh my God. That's amazing. I love that story. That is so good. Oh my God. It has been such a pleasure talking to you. What is up next for you? What do you got cooking up?
Oh my goodness. So the Sex Lives of College Girls season 2 comes out November 17th.
Woo, woo.
But also,
ooh,
if you're a fan of New Amsterdam on NBC, you could catch me on November 16th. Hey. I'm really part of this show now. It's their final season, so it feels really cool that I got in there after 6 auditions over the past
girl.
3 years. Like, finally Woo. Landed one. So November 16th and 17th are big days for me. So, yeah. New Amsterdam and Sex Lives of College Girls.
And where can people follow you on the social medias to stay up to date with all the things that you're doing?
They can follow me on Instagram at _RenitaDanielle.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your afternoon with me. It was such a pleasure talking to you.
I had so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Renika for coming on the show and hanging out with me. If you're not watching The Sex Life of College Girls on HBO Max, what the heck are you doing? Go watch it now. Tune in next week. I'll have Chloe Wyatt Taylor on the show. And until then, I hope you all have a beautiful and safe weekend. And as always, thanks for coming in.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my 2 wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.